Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, you know that President Bush promised us that if his government was allowed to wiretap without warrants, they would only listen in on suspected terrorists. Well, of course. But as it turns out, they've also been listening in and saving recordings of what?
Are they the ones listening to quality control when you call in the tech support?
Oh, yeah, I mean, when they say, like, this, yeah, this conversation may be recorded.
Right.
That's the NSA. No.
No?
Because you'd be surprised how many terrorists have problems with their home computers.
Well, you'd think they would, though,
no,
at some point.
That's not it. I'll give you a hint, Tom. A lot of the calls were to 1-900-Jihadis.
Seriously. Phone and sex line?
Phone sex. That's what they're recording, although not necessarily commercial. Terrorists aren't the only ones doing naughty things on the phone. A former NSA employee told ABC News that he and his colleagues would regularly intercept the calls of innocent Americans abroad and record them. And if they said something dirty, they'd keep the recording and pass it around the office. He told ABC he would regularly get alerts from colleagues saying, quote, "There's good phone sex," or "There's some pillow talk. You know, pull up this call." It would be some colonel making pillow talk, and we would say, "Wow, that was crazy," unquote. ABC also revealed that as part of the Treasury Department's plan to kickstart the U.S. economy, they are releasing a CD of the recordings. It's called NSA Phone Tap Confessions. Eavesdropping our pants.
That's good. I'm relieved. At least it's not listening to Carl's answering machine.
That's terrible.
I was a little concerned there for a minute.
There would be some colonel? Is that what they said?
That's what they said, apparently.
Huh.
Well, they're getting a lot of calls. I mean, the calls they routinely intercept are placed by people abroad using satellite phones.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, if you're overseas somewhere and use a satellite phone, the NSA knows what you're saying. So don't say sweet things to your sweetie.
Oh. Huh. Or do your, yeah. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, okay. Word to the wise.
Yeah. What was that number? 1-900?
Roy, remember those Charles Atlas ads in the back of comic books? You know, "I can make you a new man in only 15 minutes a day." Well, now kids looking for that extra physical advantage can now buy an instructional judo video, a lesson taught by whom?
Putin?
Yes, Putin. Yeah. Very good. Let's learn.
American children?
Yes, American. Anybody.
Good God.
Let's learn judo with Vladimir is the name of the fourth.
Does Sarah Palin know about this?
Well, here's the funny thing. She hasn't seen the video, but she has endorsed it just based on sort of seeing the box from her home in Alaska. Yeah.
I keep trying to throw them into Alaska from Russia. Across
it's called,
the
it's called Let's
border.
Learn Judo with Vladimir. It's the name of the forthcoming DVD. It features Putin, who is a black belt in judo, talking about the history and philosophy of judo. He also shows off some of his favorite judo throws, including the high leg wheel, the strangle hold on power, and a trick he's just mastered, the sweeping invasion of Georgia. Allison, a plumbing mistake in Marino, Italy caused something to come out of people's faucets instead of water. What?
Mavericks.
Oh, somebody who was still playing the drinking game just got to take a
bump. Hot and cold running
just got
Mavericks.
A bump, baby. Right.
Something to come out of the drinking.
Yes.
It
is Italy.
We'll continue our theme, wine.
Yes, wine. Very good.
Nuts.
Yeah. For the past 80 years, the town of Marino, Italy, has celebrated the annual wine harvest by rigging up the town's pipes to send 3,000 liters of wine gushing out of the fountain in their square. Except this year, when a plumber accidentally bypassed the fountain and instead misdirected the wine into people's homes. "I noticed the smell of alcohol," said one resident. "Wine is fine for drinking, but not for cleaning." So he says. Residents say, as unpleasant as this might have been, it was a big improvement over a similar incident at last year's mayonnaise festival.
It could have been a religious thing for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, wine.
Yeah.
Water into wine.
Mm-hmm.
It answered somebody's prayer. You know it did.